Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 19th chapter of Luke. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. There's a lot of confusion out there concerning the Argentinian submarine, the San Juan. For example, one nation says the sub was out on a routine patrol, while another nation says she was spying all around the Falkland Islands. The official spokesperson for the Argentinian Navy say the ship was well-equipped. Others who have done some serious investigations say the vessel had 600 fewer air filters than she should have, and 95% of those filters they did have had passed their safe usage expiration date. The submarine had enough food for 34 people to make a 7-day trip. Unfortunately, the ship's crew consisted of 44 people. The San Juan was not equipped with enough escape suits for all its crew. If you're thinking all this sounds like a tragedy just waiting to happen, you would be absolutely right. The tragedy happened on November 15th of last year. On November 15th, all communications coming from the submarine abruptly stopped. It stopped because of a fire which began in the battery compartment of the submarine. It spread through most of the vessel. Eventually, the fire caused an implosion and the vessel ended up sinking with the loss of all hands aboard. I would like you to think about that last line, with the loss of all hands aboard. Those words are so ominous, so fatal, so final. For those on board that ship, those words meant there is no hope, no reprieve, and no future. Now I would like you to apply those same words to our sad, sorrow-filled, sinful planet. How would it read? This world existed with the eternal loss of all souls aboard. After the fall into sin, that is what the Lord saw when he looked upon his once perfect planet. He saw generations of people being born, living their lives, and dying without any hope that things might change. Their sins made it certain they could not attain the perfection necessary to defeat death. Their weaknesses robbed them of the ability to escape Satan's clutches. The world existed with the eternal loss of all souls aboard. So that our eternal history might be rewritten, the Lord sent his Son into this world. True man and true God, Jesus lived the perfect life we could not, refused the temptations which we had embraced, and carried our sins to the cross where he died. His third-day resurrection from the grave was visible, tangible proof that his mission was a success. No longer was it necessary for our lives to be lived without hope. No longer did the world's epitaph have to read, "All souls were lost." Today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, those who once were doomed and dying are being shown the Redeemer who provides rescue. By God's grace, may all souls aboard be saved. We pray. Dear Lord, today we give thanks for sending your Son to save the lost. May we do all we can to point others to his blood-bought forgiveness. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.